The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good everybody. I hope hope we're getting out there better a little bit on the internet. Robin was streaming on the internet earlier. You had no problems, right, babe? Okay. Are you off the air for now?
I'm coming up. You didn't say that we were back.
Oh, okay. We're back. So, we're sorry you're having trouble out there. We seem to be doing okay on this end, but I have no idea what's going on the other side. So we got just have Aaron running the board there. He's taking your phone calls. Pardon me. Is Ronald still on hold? Let's talk to Ronald. Good morning, Ronald.
Well, good morning, Mr. Allen. Good morning to you, and good morning to Miss Robin. And
I'm
happy to y'all.
I lost Ronald.
I lost Ronald too. Where'd you go, Ronald? Oh, there you are. You're back. Okay, you must have taken your mouth away from the phone or something.
I'm sorry.
We didn't hear you there for a minute.
My phone there. I'm sorry about my phone. My phone is new, but it's creepy.
We know that feeling.
We know that feeling.
Hey, yeah. What are you doing for Easter, Ronald?
I wish I could see it. Happy Easter to you, Mr. Robin and Mr. Allen and everything there. I was telling... I heard you tell Alan, if you fall asleep, it's his fault.
That's right.
Yep. Then he didn't tell me we were back on the air. He's just forgetting I'm here today. It's all right.
So I heard Alan still picking. So I know y'all probably had a real good time at the show last week. Remember, you know, when y'all went to the March.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah, we did.
25th. I know y'all had one good time, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
Yep. What are you doing for Easter, Ronald? Are you going somewhere for Easter?
I might just play over. Oh, I just moved. I moved over here at 3902 Green Spring Avenue, where I'm at now.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yes, ma'am. And to you and Ms. Allen, y'all have a safe and a wonderful and happy happy Easter and everything there to you and your family.
All right.
You also,
we
Ronald.
Appreciate it.
I hope you have a wonderful one.
All right. And God bless.
God
you
bless,
too.
Ronald. Take care.
All
now.
Right. Bye-bye.
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 All right. That was nice. Any callers on the line there, Aaron? All right. We have room for some callers. If you'd like to check in with us, we'd love to have you. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Robin is standing by to answer any questions you might have on hunting.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So I think we got to get some perch, Robin.
I think you're right.
Yeah, it sounds like they're running pretty good. So I know Uncle Dale has probably been up to that spot, and we'll find out from him if he's been there and. See what's going on. So, but we're enjoying.
Got a frost warning.
I know we're enjoying the fireplace here from our friends at Backyard Billy's, and you know we'll talk about that in a little bit. But it's always nice to come into the room when it's chilly outside and have that fireplace going and just relax.
What's really nice is when this weather's changing like crazy, and all of a sudden you go from. cold at night, and you can just hit that fireplace, and it comes right up and heats you up.
Yep, exactly right. Exactly right. So it is, you know, it is fishing season. Of course, trout season's in, rockfish right around the corner. I'm hearing, you know, anecdotal stories, seeing a few pictures of fellas that were out targeting the big striped bass in the bay, catch and release. A lot of, you know, 40-plus, 50-plus inch fish, which is just amazing. I'm not a big fan of that catch and release season, but that's me. I've never been. But, you know, that's your thing if you want to do it, as long as it's legal, as long as it's not a management issue for the fisheries people, then, you know, go for it. Let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hi, Alan. You like those pictures?
I do. I do. Man, you guys had a good day, huh?
I get to see a lot of catch and release with my kids, and they let me catch bluegill.
Well, that's nice. I mean, hey, look, take the old man along for something, you know.
Take the picture and met the fish and whatnot.
Yeah, of course.
It's all good. It's all good. It's amazing what these catch and release has accomplished, and at least in where you're, those pictures is Loch Raven.
Right.
You know, they don't. Back in the day, you know, we'd always bring fish home to eat, but yeah. Everything is, I guess it's taboo, even though they are out of season right now, the bass and whatnot, and the lakes and whatnot, but it's nice to see these big fish being around that I don't remember catching as a kid, but I think, some of the lures and stuff that they're using nowadays is, you know, really tricking the fish, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah,
it amazes me. But the what you were talking about, the catch and release with the rockfish, it's all good, Alan. You know, as long as the fish are handled properly, and I think people have gotten educated enough that, you know, it's the handling is critical, and if it's done correctly, it's a great fishery. I've been participating in that for years with the rockfish, and
right.
And
it is all about handling the fish.
Absolutely.
It's all about the hook set. It's all about handling the fish. It's all about
critical to have the barbs pinched. You know, the good thing is, Alan, they did away with bait, and you know, there's no bait fishery now for these fish in the spring, And another good thing is the fish have really come back this year in particular over the last 4 or 5 years.
Right.
I've talked to fishermen that fished off the coast of Virginia, and their fishery has literally died in the wintertime, what they used to have. And I think a lot of these fish have migrated into the mouth of the bay, and there's a large amount of these decent fish off of Bloody Point all the way up to the Bay Bridge in February and March. I can open my mouth and talk about it now because it's pretty well over, but this is going on. There's a small clique of people utilizing that fishery, and it was apparently there was a lot of bait. I'm not sure what kind of bait that was there, but it was a tremendous amount of bait, and the bait is what brings these fish in.
Yeah.
You know, when you hear about the netting of menhaden off of Reedville and whatnot, that's can be very detrimental to the migration of the rockfish throughout the bay and whatnot. But there was a lot of bait, and that bait moves all over the base as the fish do with
exactly.
us.
The old story from at least 20 years ago. Somebody called in and said, you know, I was on the fish 2 days ago, and yesterday I went out in the same spot and couldn't catch a fish. What's going on? Well, what do you mean, what's going on? And my immediate off-the-cuff answer was fish swim. You know, the bait fish swim somewhere else, they get followed by the game fish. You know?
I do that all the time, you know. Well, yeah, they were here last week. What happened? But
yeah. Well, you should have been here last week. So.
Exactly. Yeah. But it, Yeah, and those big, massive blue catfish, we were catching those on lures too, which is that's a rush because you think you got a nice rockfish and you get it up to the boat
and it's a blue, you know, catfish.
And the good thing is my utilizing my license, I can take these things and sell them. So there's a true market for these blue cats too. So
well, now this is what I heard this week. I'm not sure what day it was. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Let me think what day it was. It was Thursday. Okay, I was talking to a captain, mm-hmm. and he is getting his boat ready. He's going to prepare to fish for the blue catfish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he is all excited about getting set up for electrofishing. Have you heard this technique?
No.
Virginia now allows commercial fishermen to electrofish for blue catfish.
Is this electroshock?
Electroshock, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So the benefit of it is when you send out an electric pulse through the water where you think the fish are, the thing you have to do is gather them in a dip net, basically, of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
But you can be selective. If you don't pick up a rockfish or you don't pick up a perch or you don't pick up a trout, okay, mm-hmm. just let it recover and swim back to wherever it was. And you can dip the catfish while they're in that state of shock. Apparently it's extremely effective.
That sounds weird.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you want to harvest a lot of fish in a short amount of time, but it is a substantial investment to set up for electrofishing, you know, and there's some precautions there because you don't want to touch the water or,
mm-hmm.
you got to
mm-hmm.
make sure your boat is grounded, the danger factor is down a little bit. So I thought that was interesting. Also talking
mm-hmm.
with a friend mm-hmm. up on the upper part of the bay, a young man, 18 years old, who did write an article for us.
Mm-hmm.
He went out and shot a big snakehead with his bow and mm-hmm. threw his line out in the water and caught a blue cat, all within like an hour of each other. So he's doing his part. He's doing his part. He's shooting them and catching them all on the same day, which is pretty fun. So
The electro, I guess, contingent upon the depth of the water. I mean, you know, the catfish are obviously more of a bottom dweller.
I'm thinking the blue catfish is not.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a flathead. It's not like a bullhead. You know, it's more of a free swimmer. I mean, the blue cat that this young man caught had seven perch in it. You know, so I mean, they are destructive.
I bought them in with and cleaned them, and they've had small bass and panfish and everything you can imagine in them.
Sure.
But the leopard knockup, the only concern I've had is the bycatch and any related to, the survival, especially if they were doing this in the summertime and
the heat,
against some other, say rockfish.
If you read up on it, it's pretty interesting,
Yeah.
I mean, there are gear restrictions and everything else, just like everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but regardless, they are very evasive. And when I catch one in the Susquehanna, and they're, I've had them up to 35 pounds. So it's pretty amazing when you cut into these things, what's in there.
Exactly.
You know, how much do they eat a day? It's tremendous.
Sure. And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. The governor, according to this guy, and he's, connected to the commercial world,
mm-hmm.
the going rate right now for blue catfish at the dock is 30 to 40 cents a pound.
Yeah.
They want to standardize that to 80 cents a pound for the next, I think, 3 years to get, to get people interested in harvesting these creatures.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
That might make it worthwhile, given your investment in fuel, given your investment in help, given your investment in, getting them caught and processed. And the other thing that has to happen is with the farm bill coming up this fall, there's got to be a carve out in the farm bill to get that USDA inspection canceled. You know, it's food that's inspected by the USDA has to have a USDA inspector on site, whereas the FDA inspects everything else as far as commercial catch. So when you get the USDA involved on the catfish part, it's an extra expense for the processor, for the middleman. So it's just a whole process involved, and certain things have to be done to help make the blue catfish more marketable. I mean, I believe it was like 3 million pounds came out of the Potomac on a commercial basis last year. 3 million pounds of blue catfish.
I know the guys commercially threw it out of Middle River.
Right.
And they have thousands and thousands of pounds a day, and they have no problem getting a dollar a pound, you know, for a whole fit.
Well, that's a good market. They've got a good market there. Yeah.
But they search the strongest market, and you know they're on it.
And that's what you have to do as a commercial waterman.
Oh, these guys, you'd be amazed at seeing how many plastic tubs they fill with these things. So it's a beautiful thing actually seeing them moving, and it's day after day after day.
That's great.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have to give you a call and connect with those guys and, you know, add that part to the
it'd be a great story. Yeah, the commercial end is these guys. These guys are 110% watermen, and they've got the market. And you know, some of these fish that they do with the carp and other things, they have live catch where they come down. The people from the market come down from New York to get their catch live carp.
Right. Yep. I've heard about that. I've heard about that market, the live carp market.
Yeah. But these guys are on it, and they're for getting rid of these species. They're not, you know, it's in thousands of pounds. It's absolutely incredible.
Well, the market for carp is kind of a gummy fish cake, which includes some type of whitefish, carp, and they say pike, but I'm not sure how much pike is in it. But gefilte fish. It's a huge market. So.
Yeah.
Big, especially in New York.
Yeah, the New York market is strong for the gefilte fish.
I think they one customer they. A fish cleaner at one of the grocery stores said they have to have a rabbi over and see while they're cleaning the fish or something like that. It's pretty interesting.
Right.
Pretty interesting.
If they want it kosher.
If they want it kosher, yes, they do.
Oh, yeah.
All right, buddy.
Okay, you all have a good one.
All right, we'll talk.
Interesting.
Okay, I'll see y'all.
All right, Lee. Thank you, buddy. Have a good one. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Robin?
Very interesting.
Yeah, indeed. No question about it. So, all right, summer's here. Follow the lead of our listener, Captain Dawn. Get your friends, get your wives, and head on across the bridge. If you're listening in Baltimore or if you're listening on the Eastern Shore, head up towards the bridge. And make sure one of your stops along the way is Backyard Billy's, because you have put it off long enough. You know you need some stuff on your deck. You know you want a new grill. You know that old picnic table that, you know, or maybe you're even doing the setting up the old plastic tables out there, you know, on the deck or in your yard when you have a family gathering, and you're done with that. Go to Backyard Billy's and check out their complete line, giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood and outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs, especially over 300 Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and greenhouses and chicken coops and dog pens, all right there in Backyard Billy's backyard. So if you need a new dog run, you need a new chicken coop, if the price of eggs has gotten you investing in chickens, we may or may not talk about that later, our chicken problem here, here in the backyards of Easton, you might want to check all that out. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now inside Backyard Billy's giant showroom. That's where the barbecue grills are. That's where the stoves are. That's where the fireplace inserts are. Go in and check that out. And Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings for those of you who like to do the bonfire thing and roast the s'mores and the hot dogs and the marshmallows out in the yard too. Great looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's, again, is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Now, I'm going to switch gears here on Clyde Sports Shop for a minute. Okay. Hunting season is, you know, if you like turkeys, of course, that's what's coming in. The BPS field model, if you like a pump shotgun, is a newly designed stock with a pump action shotgun. A new look, a larger trigger guard. If you got your gloves on, you can get in there without too much worry. A matte blue finished barrel and forged machine steel receiver with bottom ejection, satin finish walnut pump action, all with superior fit and new checkering surfaces. That's the BPS field model. If you prefer the camo version, the A5 is a autoloader shotgun, and there's a new version called the A5 Vintage Tan. Yes, the vintage camo pattern is applied to the surface of this shotgun. It's a reliable, short, recoil-operated auto-loading shotgun, the A5, with a rugged composite stock, textured gripping surfaces, shim adjustable for length of pull, cast, and drop, with full coverage retro vintage tan camo finish. They're pretty cool to look at and even cooler to shoot. Comes with the Invictor DS choke tubes. Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning dealer for the BAR, the X-Bolt, the Satori, all in stock at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website. They're open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. Clyde's Sports Shop is the place. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Listen to the story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is a place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars.
A Beverly Hillbilly.
Beverly Hillbilly.
Time to give us a call, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're awaiting your call. We're talking a little bit about fishing. We're talking not so much about hunting, but, you know, the great outdoors. That's what we talk about here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. Robin is conscious. Good morning.
I'm barely conscious. I'm sorry. I just did not sleep last night.
You can take a little nap after the show.
I don't have time.
Oh, yeah, you can take a little nap. We'll get her all done. We have the group here tomorrow, the gang, the whole family here tomorrow. So we're, you know, Robin's cooking up a little treat for everybody for breakfast. It's a breakfast thing, right, Robin?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then of course we're gonna have our dinner tomorrow evening.
We're not really. We're just kind of chilling tomorrow evening.
Yeah, tomorrow evening's gonna be a chill out. Let's hope so.
No, it is going to be a chilling.
Oh, that's
evening.
The announcement. Okay.
I got it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Got it. I'm nursing this coffee that was made. I don't even know what day I made this coffee. It might have been yesterday. It might have been the day before. I'm sitting here in my convenience store cup, poured out of my coffee maker today, heated in the microwave, and I've nursed it for the whole show, and it's quite cold, but it's still.
You kind of disappeared during the break. I don't know what happened to you. You zoned out.
I was texting. Lee was sending me pictures, and you know, we were just having fun. So let's talk to Captain Don. Good morning, Don. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Robin and Alan, and happy Easter.
Lee.
Hello.
What's going on, buddy?
Hello.
What's going on, Don? Can you hear us?
Can you hear us, Don?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine.
Okay. I just wished you a happy Easter.
We did. Thank you.
We wished you it back.
We wished you happy Easter back.
Okay. Hey, I took a ride down to Benedict, Maryland yesterday.
That's way down.
What? Calvert County on the Patuxent.
Yeah.
And I had read where they have an annual catfish tournament, which
right.
benefits the hospice down there in Calvert County, and
right.
I think it's kind of centered around the volunteer fire department down there too.
Okay.
So I'll snoop around asking questions, and everybody was looking at me kind of strangely. What are you doing? What are you looking for? Blah blah blah. He must be a revenuer.
Uh-huh.
No, but I got some information that they are catching quite a few catfish, the big blue cats. They seem to be further up in the head of the Patuxent. They were telling me
right.
up toward upper Marlboro. But right there, Benedict, and across the 231 bridge.
Yes, sir.
There's a DNR County boat ramp.
Right.
Boat ramp.
I travel that area quite frequently. So, yeah
that's
exactly
pretty
where
cool
you're talking
down
about.
There.
What's that?
It's a pretty cool area if you go and check out some little towns and hamlets and things like that.
Oh, no question. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a lot of good customers in Mechanicsville, that area. Benedict, Mechanicsville, Prince Frederick. You know, a lot of nice folks down there that have that are in the mostly in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. I have a guide service from Mechanicsville that are bow fishing guides for, you know, the catfish and the snakeheads and everything else. I'm getting pictures from people down that way. So, yeah, it's quite an interesting area for sure, no question. Good people. I like the people down that way.
Yeah.
Calvert, right. St. Mary's people. County.
Me too. Yeah. I got family.
And it was interesting for me to find out that they use trout lines down there for catching catfish.
They do. Yes, sir.
The commercial guys are making a killing. They get out there in the morning, and I was told by noon they're back, the boat's full, and the tubs are full of catfish, and they're selling them and making money.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
While I was there, I saw quite a few folks along the shoreline catching catfish.
Really?
Using these bottles, the plastic bottles.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure how that works, but I was told that they have strings rope onto the these plastic bottles,
right.
And they get out into the channel, and when the catfish hits it, it takes the bottle under the water. Must be a big catfish that they left.
Yeah, it's got to be a big catfish, no question. But the trot, you know, the trot line, I mean, they've been using trot lines in the South forever. And the trot lines were legalized here within the last decade in Maryland. And that could be a very valuable tool to harvest catfish. I know some of the recreational guys are out there using them and setting them and catching these fish. And it's very interesting to watch that process. You know, they put the, like you said, a plastic jug, like a screw top. I'm going to use this for an example, and I won't say that this is what it is, but like a bleach bottle.
Right.
A detergent bottle. You attach a line, a running line like a trot line for crabs. You attach the bottles just like you attach your snoods, and, the line floats. The drop line goes down. The catfish takes the drop line and runs with it, of course. And then when you pull the trot line in, I believe there's a time restriction as far as overnight leaving them in the river, in the body of water. As you pull them in, of course, the catfish are hooked, unlike a crab that can leave go. But the catfish are hooked, and you just, wind the line up and rebait and reset.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. People doing it, as long as it's legal.
Yeah.
But, the target is on the back of the blue catfish right now. They're just so prolific, it's just it's hard to get a hold of it, Marty Gary wrote a very interesting article about how the blue catfish spread throughout the Chesapeake region, how they spread from being stocked in Virginia up the Chesapeake, up the Potomac, and how they spread out from there into the entire bay. A very interesting process how that happened. So, and that all happened within the last 5 years. So,
yeah.
Yes, indeed.
And I guess the other big question is, if the big blues are that much of a problem, do we want to catch and release?
People do because they don't know how to utilize them. But, I've said this for a long time, if enterprise that did nothing but clean fish, I mean, you pull into the dock off of a headboat in Ocean City or a charter boat, there's somebody waiting there to clean your fish. Same way with the trophy rockfish season, some of the big marinas like Rod and Reel and things like that, you pull in there and there's people ready to clean your fish. Well, you set up a fish cleaning station, regionally, and people bring their catfish, their snakeheads, and everything else. I mean, they do it with goose picking and everything else. Why wouldn't somebody pay? I certainly would if I had, 10 catfish, that I didn't feel like cleaning. I'd pay somebody to clean them and fillet them for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cottage industry. I think that would be great. So.
Yeah. And when we catch these Shanagars, if we put them back, they're going to eat more of the small fish. They're going to eat the perch and everything else.
You're talking snakeheads now.
Catch them or kill them.
The snakeheads, I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
We've got Joe Bruce wrote an article for us, and I'm going to run it. I think it's well thought out. He said, "Be grateful for snakeheads." Mm-hmm. You know, it's they seem to think that the snakehead is adapted. It's not necessarily competing with the native species, the bass and so forth, that they were worried about. The real danger is the blue catfish because they'll eat everything. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
I know. That's what
time
we have
will
to
tell.
Look at. Time will tell. Exactly.
So. And I see Kenny's peeping in here saying hi. I guess.
Okay.
Text from him. So.
All right. Well, hey, I hope you enjoyed Backyard Billy's.
Yeah, it's they have quite a selection, and if they don't have what you need, they can get it for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. Okay. Well, look, again, have a great weekend and take care.
Happy Easter, Don. You and your family.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye bye. All right. There he goes. Let's see. Carl in Northeast. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Good. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just wanted to call and wish you and the missus a very happy Easter. Hope you guys have gotten out a few times for some freshwater fish.
Well, yeah, that seems to be an issue from time to time, you know. But Robin and I have determined this year we're going to do more fishing than we have been. So that's.
I've been out one time, and my kids outfished me. So.
Your kids outfished you. Well, that's probably a good thing. That keeps them interested.
Oh, yes, I'm proud of them both. They both listened to me and set the hook and all that, and we brought home one limit.
One limit. Well, that's all right. I know you're a trout fisherman, so.
Yep, and that's exactly what we were doing, and my son impressed me because he tried throwing the rod out but couldn't get it, and so I threw it out for him and handed it to him. He's like, "I got one, Dad." I'm like, no, sugar, you do.
How old is your son?
He's five now.
Five now. That's right. Perfect age. Perfect age.
Yep.
Did you catch any of the golden trout up there in Cecil County?
No, I didn't catch any.
How about brown trout?
Nope. I was down at Deer Creek anyway, so.
I got it.
I live in Hartford, and I'm at work again. You know, I got to make that extra dollar.
I hear you. All right, buddy. Thanks for checking in, Carl.
Yep, I'm going to hopefully Monday get down after some white perch. I ain't been perch fishing yet.
Got it. All right, man. Well, happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter.
You guys have a good one, and see you on the next go-around.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Carl. See you, bud. Bye-bye. All right, another caller from Hartford County. Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Morning, Alan.
Morning, man. What's going
Robin?
On?
Robin.
Morning.
Nice show you have this morning.
Thank you.
I called in a couple months ago about right to carry.
Yes.
And I heard what you're saying this morning. You know, I just don't think that I know a lot of people might not be into the guns.
Right.
But I know that people are thinking that you know, they don't want to get involved with guns, but this is just not guns from our general assembly.
Right.
This goes much, much deeper than guns.
This is rewriting the Constitution of the United States.
Basically, yes. And, you know, if they need a little stimulus, maybe people ought to take a look at California and see what's happening there. And that's the future for Maryland.
How about Chicago?
Yeah, absolutely.
How about New York City?
Yeah, it's all over the country.
How about New Orleans?
Yep.
Atlanta.
I haven't heard much about New Orleans.
Well, all you got to do is go to your search engine and look for top 10 murder cities in the United States, and those names will start popping up.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
You know, and they have some of the strictest gun laws in the country. And it's not the law-abiding citizen that needs to have their guns restricted. Okay? The criminals need to be prosecuted. The criminals need to have high bail set. The criminals need to spend time in prison. The criminals who are constantly causing these gun crimes because, hey, look, it's profitable. It's profitable. Okay, you make a lot of money selling illegal substances, And if you have a good lawyer, you can pay your lawyer a lot of money. And if your lawyer is on the side of defunding the police and letting criminals out on low bail and letting them back on the street, they're going to make more money when the criminal gets arrested again and says, hey, Mr. Attorney, I got caught again. Don't worry, we'll get you out. And that'll be X amount of dollars. Yes, sir. Checks in the mail. Am I hitting it on the head there, buddy?
Yep, right on the head, pal. Well said, as usual.
So, you know, and look at our lawmakers. What are the majority of their professions?
Their lawyers. Lawyers.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct. So connect the dots, folks. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. We've just got to get mobilized in this state, and which brings up my next item for discussion here is, I just, if you'll let me, you can stop me at any time. I know Andy Harris is our congressman
right.
for Washington.
Right.
And he's a great guy, and so is his wife. She's just as versed on all the laws and what's
okay.
going on and all this stuff. And up in Harford County here on next week, on Tuesday, April 11th, from 12 noon on, it's a lunch. Now, it's a little salty to get in.
Yeah.
It's $100, $125.
Right.
Or per person, that's the lowest, you know, fee of entry because it is a fundraiser.
Right.
But, you know, maybe it's time to start, anteing up a little bit. And even if you can't go, it
right.
might be nice to maybe just show up. And I'm not talking about any kind of demonstration. I'm just talking about showing up and
right.
showing support.
Okay.
Now, can I give the address? It's, it's at Libs Grill in Bel Air.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Well, you just did.
Don't give the whole address.
Don't
just give
that.
Okay.
We'll just give that and let people
right,
Google it if they
fair.
Want that. I mean, Harris has a website. I'm sure you can go on there and get his event schedule with no problem.
Yes, I can. Yeah. I can give you that if that's okay.
We got it.
We got it.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for the call, Chris.
Well, thank you, pal, and you too, Robin, and let's keep up the good work.
Okay.
Thanks,
buddy.
Take care.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. We're getting close here. Who's on the line? Russ in Ellicott City. Russ, just hold through the quick break here, and we will get right to you as soon as possible. Hey, you know, Spurrier's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done, featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors and much more. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. I hate that. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30-plus years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. No appointment needed for tires? Give them a call, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. That phone number again, 410-822-7384, or walk in, Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton. All right. We're going to talk about fireplace inserts because people are looking for alternate ways to heat their home. So fireplace insert for gas, company by the name of Enviro. For pellet, company by the name of Enviro. For wood stoves, company by the name of Regency. For wood inserts, company by the name of Regency. Where do you find these companies? Well, of course, Backyard Billy, Kent Island, your go-to premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. You can check out the showroom, too. The Barbecue Grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a giant assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. Now, I haven't brought that up in a while, but if, you know, you get out in the deck and the sun's in your eyes, get one of those big giant umbrellas, you'll love it. That's for sure. Tremendous selection of poly and hardwood outdoor patio, outdoor and patio furniture, tables, chairs, Adirondack chairs, like 300 of those in stock, chicken coops, storage sheds, tiki bars, gym sets, greenhouses, dog kennels, all at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. That's right. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, which is Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. And one more time for Clyde's Sports Shop. If you're going fishing, if you're going crabbing, if you're going hunting, stop by Clyde's Sports Shop. They have everything you need, from live bait to rods and reels to firearms to ammunition to turkey supplies to crabbing supplies, trot lines, crab traps, seasoning, steamer pots, nets, tongs, you name it. Everything for crabbing, fishing, and hunting at Clyde's. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website. Phone number again, 410-242-6108. Firearms, licenses, fishing, ammunition, live bait, gunsmithing, scope mounting, and crabbing. All in one spot. Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right, let's talk to Russ in Ellicott City. Good morning, Russ. How are you?
Pretty good. Happy Easter to you, too.
Happy Easter to you, sir.
Hey, yeah, I'm kind of a fisherman desperate to wet a line, so I've done some of that put-and-take trout fishing this year.
Yeah.
In the Patapsco State Park.
Cool.
And I've spent a lot of time also picking up after some fellow fishermen slobs leaving a lot of trash. I don't know why people can't take their trash with them. Bait containers, soft drink bottles.
I agree.
It's not that hard.
It is not.
I don't know why people just throw stuff there. It's just every time I go, I find stuff. I've been putting
it's
it in the truck of my car and bringing it home with me.
It's just ignorance.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But I've had a little success. I caught a few rainbow trout.
Nice.
And they don't seem to be, I'm not catching this year like I did last year, but I'm waiting for the go down the bay when the weather warms up a little bit.
There you go.
So.
Well, that sounds good.
Fishing thing for the big rock that
the trophy season.
The season, you don't like it. I don't like it either. I don't think they should catch those cowfish. I think it stresses them out.
Yeah. I understand, buddy. Well, yeah. You know, it's a management decision, and I'm gonna suspect that next year there's going to be some real changes in the rockfish management. So.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay,
you hear me okay?
Break it up. Hey, I have a very quick riddle before you get off.
I have to save it for next week, buddy. I'm so sorry. There's our music in the background.
Call us back next week.
Call us back next week. I'm anxious to hear this riddle. Robin?
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Enjoy your family this Easter. Be blessed. We are. Also be with us.